Good morning, Marianne. This is Pastor Craig, and this is What's Happening, Marianne. How's everybody doing out there today? Well, I've got the latest rundown on what's happening in Marianne. So thank you for joining me. And there's not a lot of events going on other than holiday events, but there's still plenty going on. So if you need to grab yourself a pencil or pen and piece of paper, and we'll get right to it. First on the list is, this is November, and there is a burn ban in the state of Ohio. You cannot burn during the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and primarily, they don't want you burning your leaves. Tonight, Friday night, at the Marianne Palace Theater, they're showing the movie, the classic Wizard of Oz, and it's just $5. And showtime tonight is 7:30 p.m., and it's also showing tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and at 7:30 in the evening, and they do have their snack bar open with a limited menu. You know, I can remember as a kid growing up that they would always show that Wizard of Oz once a year. I guess it was around this time. I don't know. I mean, I remember it kind of being in during the holidays. I don't remember exactly when. But anyway, I can always remember settling down on the couch and with a bowl of popcorn and watching the Wizard of Oz. So it's going to be available at the Marianne Palace Theater this weekend. All right, tomorrow is the Harding Mistletoe Craft Show. That is at Harding High School. It is free, obviously, if you want to buy crafts from any of the vendors or exhibitors. They're not free, but as far as getting in, parking's free and entrance is free. It is from 9 to 3. And they say there's 120 exhibitors. So that's a pretty good size craft show this weekend. So Saturday at Harding High School, 9 to 3. And there will be food available there that is being prepared and a kind of a fundraiser. The parents of the marching band. So that's at Harding High School tomorrow. Going on right now at the library, Marianne Public Library, is their book market, and they have extended hours in November, specifically for the holidays. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the exception to that would, of course, be Thursday, which is Thanksgiving Day. The library will not be open, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays from 10 to 4, and Saturdays, they are open from 10 until 1. This Sunday, November 19th, is a Thanksgiving community dinner. It is free of charge, and it is being hosted by Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect on 209 East Water Street. In Prospect at 6 o'clock this Sunday. And not that this is going to be any kind of a draw for encourage people to come, but if you do come, say hi, because I'll be there. Monday, November the 20th, morning bird watching at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve. Now that's what part of the Marianne parks, and they don't usually have too many activities going on there. I guess you could say it's one of the lesser known or less popular parks from the standpoint of most of what they do is at Tallgrass. But this is at Myers Wood Nature Preserve, and that is at 3965 Wyandotte Marianne Road. And that over there in Harpster, Ohio. So it starts at 8 a.m. Monday morning. Bring your binoculars and check out the vast array of birds that they have over there at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve. Monday. Lap sit baby time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock. It's for babies 0 to 24 months. And there's going to be singing and rhyming and books and finger play. Also Monday at the Marion Public Library is Teen Create Your Own Comic Program. It's 5:30 to 6:30. It's ages 11 to 18. And this is the third session of a three-session that they start in September. They had it in September, October, and then they'll have this coming Monday. And it's all about graphic novels and creating your own. And so this last event is creating a comic flip book. Learn how to make your comic creations come alive. So that's Monday at the Marion Public Library. Tuesday, every Tuesday from now until May, is story time at the Harding Presidential Museum at 10 a.m. with Miss Kathy. So, and that's something you can mark your calendars because they're doing it through May every Tuesday. All right, Tuesday night, meet the teams at River Valley High School from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. All the basketball players, and that's both boys basketball and girls basketball, all the basketball players and cheerleaders will be introduced, and they're having contests, they're having giveaways, there will be face painting there, and more. So that's Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8 o'clock at River Valley High School. Also Tuesday at the Marion Public Library, nonfiction book discussion. It's at 6 o'clock, and if you're an avid reader, come and share your insights and views. And, of course, the emphasis is on the pleasure of reading. So that's Tuesday at the Marion Public Library at 6 o'clock. This Wednesday is the produce market at Marion County Fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and it is free to get in. So that's a produce market at the Marion County Fairgrounds. All right, this is, again, something you might want to make a note of, and also, too, are these Thanksgiving meals that various places are offering. I mentioned the one on Sunday that's down in Prospect, and I've got a few more of them in here. You yourself may not need a meal. You may be planning to cook at your place and have a big meal, but you may have a family member, or you may have a neighbor, or you may have somebody you know that maybe isn't able to cook or doesn't have family that would be in need of a Thanksgiving meal. So I would encourage you to not just think of yourself, but also think of those around you that may be in need during Thanksgiving. So this is on Wednesday, the Thanksgiving drive-through for those in need. It is from 11 until 2. And it is at Logos Christian Ministries at 582 Lee Street. And this is being hosted, or I should say being put on by Shepherd's Fellowship in conjunction with the Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, which is an alliance of about six churches here in Marion, along with, and Logos Christian Ministries is one of those. Sorry about that, folks. Take a time out here. We're going to just pause for a second. So, Scott, tell us about your...
It's an interesting moment out there right now.
We have plenty of time.
Sure.
What can we do to help
you? Well, there's a key stuck in a door, and I'm not really sure how that happened.
Oh, so you went down to the door, and somebody else's key was already...
Our key's in there.
Our key. Okay.
And now it will not come out.
It's like it's stuck in the middle between locking and unlocking. It just like free turns. It won't go in one position or the other.
So have you ever been in a position like
that? Well, I have. One time I was, and I had a can of WD-40. And I, sprayed and sprayed and sprayed and waited a few minutes and sprayed again. And I was able to work it out.
It's interesting. Would you like to look at it for a second?
Sure.
I'll talk here for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, Scott, go ahead.
Yeah.
Folks, don't go away. We got plenty more, but Scott is going to entertain you. I think he's going to do a rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or something like that.
Big events coming up here. Yeah, it's a very interesting series of events that have happened here. And we'll get this worked out, though, however we have to do it. An odd sequence of events. Does anybody know how to get a key that is stuck in a door out? Now, the key went in the door, but that's about all that happened. So, we don't really know what happened, but we're going to work it out here. 25 minutes past the hour. Now, if anybody has any idea how you get a key, it would just insert it in the door and then stuck, and that was all there was to it. And then the key would not come out. So, Pastor Craig's down there working on this, which we certainly do appreciate. But the door never opened, which was also odd in this particular situation. All right, we're getting a call, so maybe this is somebody who knows what they're doing. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Would that WD-40 work?
It might. Well, I think that's what they're looking at out there right now. Yeah, it just went in the door and then went to turn the door handle, and it stuck. The door never opened.
Maybe it's not the right key.
Well, no, there's only one key, and it's on a lock by itself, on a keychain by itself.
Sometimes Vaseline. Since it's already in there, you'd probably have to use a spray.
Vaseline?
Yeah, before you put the key in the next time, put a little bit of Vaseline or something like that.
Could be.
And put it in the lock. Maybe you should do that, and then when you take the key out, it'll already be, the Vaseline will have it coated or the... WD-40.
Now, Matt might have an update here on what's going on out in the hallway. Let's see here. Matt?
Just Pastor Craig ran out to his truck because he said he might got a tool that'll help him.
So oh, my goodness. Let's hope so.
He might be trying to fix it.
Because this could be a problem on several different levels at this particular point. All right. So you have used a WD-40 and Vaseline in the past. Is that right, caller? Hello? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you now. I hear you.
Vaseline, I was moving the phone, Vaseline would make it slick. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, what do you think would cause... You insert the key, and you turn it, and it doesn't unlock it, but now you can't get the key out of the door, and the door never opened.
Huh. It might have something to do with the lock. You might need a new lock.
Might need. Pastor Craig's out there looking at it right now, so we'll hope that it can be popped open. I think once we get the key out or could get to the other side of the door, we might have some leeway to do things.
You're not locked in, are you?
No, not locked in. It's to another door. It's not that crucial. It's just weird that it went in and did not come out.
Well, I would try spraying it with that WD-40.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to pay attention to see what exactly happened there.
Yeah, and then if you have some Vaseline, it wouldn't hurt to put that at the key on the key too, and then and stuff. It could be rusty or something in there.
Might be, but we ran actually into a lady in the hallway who said she's been using it for 9 years and never had that trouble.
Uh-huh.
I know, of all things.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody else has a better idea. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Hey, thanks for calling, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the question is, if you stick a key into a lock to turn it, and the key does not open the door, what happens? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the key is in the door. So we have that. But now the key just will not come out of the door. And the door not being unlocked, we can't get to the other side of the door to unlock it. So it's one of those funny moments, you know, that you have every so often. I have a feeling if we could get to the other side of the door and turn the lock, I think it might open. But you never know at this point. We're working on it. Again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 29 minutes past the hour here. Oh, did it work? No.
Call the landlord.
Call the landlord. Okay, that's what we're going to do. So I will turn this show back over to you, and we will go handle that. All of all the interesting things.
All right, see, folks, you never know what you're going to get here at the radio station. All right, so where were we? Okay. So anyhow, I was back on the Thanksgiving dinner. Drive-through for those in need. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Those in need of Thanksgiving meal are invited. Logos Christian Ministries. Again, that's on Lee Street, 582 Lee Street. And that's from 11 to 2. All right. Got to catch my breath here. Ran out to the parking lot. An old guy like me shouldn't be running out to the parking lot. Should have just walked. All right. Wednesday's in November, so that's this Wednesday. Adventure Authors at the Marion Public Library. And 4 to 4:45. And this also was an ongoing program they had there for kids 8 to 13. Bring your adventurous ideas to life by working together to come up with a story. And so they are finishing up working on the creative stories. Thursday, this is Thanksgiving Day. Free Thanksgiving Day meal open to the public. Carry out from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Day Spring Church, which is at 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, which is across from the Menards. That's basically State Route 95. All meals must be pre-ordered. And they must be pre-ordered by today by noon. So you've got roughly a half hour left to order a meal if you would like to take part in it. I'll give you the phone number here to call to pre-order a meal. 740-386-2698. There's also a note here that if no transportation is available to you, home delivery is available in the Marion area. So this is a good opportunity if you know somebody who is a shut-in or doesn't have any transportation, that they do have transportation available. So again, that was the Day Spring Wesleyan Church. And 740-386-2698 and order today by noon. All right. Also on Thursday is a free Thanksgiving meal. And it's available at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, which is at 241 South Prospect Street. from noon until 3, and all are welcome. So that wraps up the events for this upcoming week. Again, I want to give a special shout out to those 4 churches that are providing a free community meal. That's Sunday in Prospect at Community Christian Fellowship. That's Wednesday at Logos Christian Ministries on Lee Street. And it's in conjunction with the Shepherd's Fellowship and the Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. And Thursday, you have an opportunity for a free meal at Dayspring Church and a free meal at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Thursday. So, again, special shout out to those churches that are doing that. And I have some comments I want to make. And that's one of the beauties here at this station is when we have a show here, we pretty much have the freedom to do whatever we want with our show. And we can say whatever we want to say, obviously within reason. Very few constraints are put on any of us that have a show here at the station. So I have a few comments I want to make about Thanksgiving and the issue of the community meals. But it's a much larger issue than that. I would not normally publicly criticize a church or churches on the radio. If I had a problem with something they were doing at a church, I would take it to the church. But this is a little bit different situation. All the churches here in Marion, I should say most of the churches here in Marion, have websites for the public. And these churches use that website to basically inform the public of what their church is, what their church is about, what their church is doing. So if you have a public website, in my opinion, you're fair game for any criticism that may come your way. First was the shout out that I did to the 4 churches that are doing something for Thanksgiving. 3 of them are very small churches. Dayspring is the largest, and it is by no means a large church or a mega church. For Marion, yes, it's a large church, but for churches in general, it's more a medium-sized church. But I want to commend all of them for doing something, for outreaching, for providing an outreach to the community. 2 of the churches are downtown, and they're making themselves available to the downtown community. Actually, they're opening it up to all the community, but primarily they're serving the downtown. And the church in Prospect, obviously Prospect is a small village, but again, it is also downtown and it has outreach. Dayspring, they're kind of on the outskirts of the city, but again, they're providing an outreach. And all of these 4 churches provide other forms of outreach to the community. What I want to do today is I want to take to task the largest churches in Marion. I'm not going to name them, but they'll know who they are. And if you're involved in one of those churches, you'll know who you are. And let me just say this. First of all, I am not criticizing any individual who is a member of these 3 churches. Basically, they're roughly 3 of the largest churches in Marion. I'm not criticizing a single person. If you go to that church, I'm not criticizing you. What I'm doing is I am criticizing your pastors and your leadership. It is very noticeable the absence of these large churches in Marion offering anything to the community for Thanksgiving. not only is it a problem that they don't offer anything at Thanksgiving, but after checking their websites, because I did, they don't appear to have much community outreach at all. Now, I understand what the purpose of a church is. The main purpose of a church is for believers. They are to be taught the Bible. They are to be in prayer. They are to fellowship together. It's what they call edifying the saints. And I understand that. It's a big part of what the church is supposed to do. But the church also has an obligation to serve the community that they're in. And they have an obligation to reach out to the people, whether they're a church member or not, whether a believer or not. They have an obligation. How can you as a church be salt and light of the world if you're not doing anything in your community? How can you affect change in your community if you're not doing anything in your community? One church has recently gone through a remodeling of their building and a remodeling of their name. They have all kinds of programs for their members, but I don't see anything for community outreach. One church is right downtown, and they're part of, I think they have 5 or 6 campuses in the Central Ohio, North Central Ohio area. They're in Lewis Center, and, well, you get the idea. And nowhere do I see where they have any kind of outreach to the community. The third church is on the edge of Marion. You probably recognize it. They're going through a building process. They have a school. They're building a nice, they already have a building, but now they're adding on to it. There again, I didn't see anything telling me that they're doing anything reaching out into the community. And folks, that disappoints me. It really does. Because the big churches have plenty of resources. They have plenty of resources both financially and as far as people, hands, feet. They could do, you know, some of these churches are 10 times the size of your average church in Marion. They have 10 times the resources. They could provide 10 times the meals. You know, there's another church here in Marion. They aren't doing anything necessarily for Thanksgiving, but they provide housing for people in need of housing. You know, a very well-known pastor about 25 years ago, it was just before the turn of the century, it was in the late 1990s. And I was listening to him one day, and he said that the church in the 1800s, its response, the church in America, its response to a hurting and dying world was to build hospitals and orphanages. And he says, the church of today in the 20th century, its response to a hurting and dying world is to build auditoriums, bookstores, and cafes. I want you to just think about that for a minute. Again, I go back to, we're supposed to be the salt and light of the earth. We're supposed to have the care and compassion for the less fortunate, for the needy, for the people around us. Where are these big churches? They got plenty of programs. They got all kinds of programs. You can go to their websites and see. They got all kinds of group meetings within their walls. All services, all these different services that they offer their membership. And that's great. That's great that they can offer their membership that. But what are they doing for the community? One of the websites I looked at didn't even have an events calendar. One of the websites I looked at didn't have anything about our outreach. Again, I'm not criticizing anybody listening who attends one of those churches. By no means am I criticizing you. But I am faulting your pastors, your elders, and your leaders. And if any of you think that I have misrepresented your church by what I was saying, then I welcome you to call me. You can call me on my personal cell phone. I'll give my number. It's 419-210-0267. You can call me. And you can set me straight if you feel that I have misrepresented your church. I would give, if anybody from those churches that I didn't mention their name, but you know who you are. If you feel I've misrepresented your church, you're welcome to come on my 1 o'clock program. You can come on my program live and you can set the record straight. So again, I'm not picking on anybody who goes to any of those churches. But I just wanted to get that off my chest, because as I said before, this goes much bigger than the fact that they're not offering a free meal at Thanksgiving. It's much bigger than that. It's about the total lack of community outreach I see coming from those places that have the greatest resources that could do the most. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So, Matt, did you guys get the key out?
No.
Oh.
No.
As somebody coming to rescue you from...
We called the landlord lady, and she did not answer. Scott left her a voicemail.
Oh, okay. So that's where we stand.
Yep.
Okay.
Scott's still trying.
You know, there's a gas station next door if he...
I ain't got to go. That's a Scott thing.
So Matt, what's going on?
You know,
I just got done venting on the radio, so now we've got about 14 minutes left. We'll lighten the conversation. Well, you got big plans for Thanksgiving. What's your family do for Thanksgiving?
Usually on Thanksgiving we
Hold on a second, I gotta turn your mic up. I think you're on. Because your orange is full, right? Yeah, okay, you're on.
Cool.
Okay, go ahead. So usually your family does what?
Usually my family, for Thanksgiving, we all have dinner at my grandma's house. So we all just go over there. And then she makes, like, I don't know if she makes the homemade noodles anymore, but they make homemade noodles and use the ham broth as, to cook the noodles, basically. So there's that. I'm going to try to get some people to go rabbit hunting this year. That's a thing we used to do every year, but that stopped for some reason. I guess it was just cold.
So you want to bring back that tradition?
Yeah.
Good, good. Hey, you know, holidays are great times for family traditions. That's what it's all about, is, you know, having a family tradition and carrying it on from one generation to the next.
I don't know if I'll be able to get the older people to do it, but like I could probably get like my brother and my some of my younger cousins.
So, do you have grandparents in the area?
Yeah, my grandparents probably live like 20 minutes from here.
Are they coming over for Thanksgiving?
We go to their house.
Oh, you go to their house?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Ah, cool. So, you know, Scott and Pastor Whitaker were talking about that this morning, about, you know, grandparents and things like that. So you always go over to grandma's house.
Yeah. I was actually thinking during that show that, like, it might be that way for some people. But, I mean, to be fair, they also brought up a great-grandparents, and I haven't had any relation with my great-grandparents. To be fair, I don't think they were around when I was here. But, yeah, I've never really had the problem of not having a family oriented, like, because like we used to have cookouts every Sunday, like we go over to my grandma's house a lot, or at least I do. My brother has been staying there for a little bit now. he's eventually planning on coming back to, you know, the trailer where I live.
So you used to go over there every Sunday for a cookout.
Yeah.
Do you miss that?
They don't have cookouts every Sunday anymore, but yeah.
See, you could offer to do the cooking.
You know, that'd be not. Yeah, I'd rather not do all the cooking. I understand that somebody's got to do it.
So now do you have a similar thing like at Christmas? Did you also go over to the grandparents for Christmas?
Yep, we go over to my grandparents' house on Christmas too.
And you're still going to continue doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
On Thanksgiving, we also do a gift exchange. We don't do it on Thanksgiving, but we draw names on Thanksgiving, and then we used to do it on Christmas Eve, but it changes a little bit every year because you can't get everybody all off at the same day, right? Christmas Eve all the time. But we do that.
You know, a lot of families do that. You know, like draw names on Thanksgiving and then do the gift exchange at Christmas or Christmas Eve or whenever. Cool.
Recently, they also started, I don't know if we're going to do it again this year, and I didn't participate because I just thought it was a little goofy. Yeah, I think it's more for the younger kids anyways, but my mom thought up this. I don't know if she thought it up or if she saw it online somewhere, but she did this thing where she had like three gifts that she wrapped like four or five, six, I don't know how many times with paper, and then obviously, you know, taped it up. And then she had everybody sit around the table, and then you wore oven mitts, and you tried to open the gift with oven mitts on, and then I think there was like a 30-second time limit or something, but you had to like pass it. I don't remember 100% how it worked, but they did that last year.
Okay. So then, like, so if you weren't successful after your time limit, then it went to the next person.
Yep.
So any partial opening you would have done would have benefited the next person.
Yep. Any partial opening you did is a benefit for the next.
Okay. So the idea is not to be the first person.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know. You probably want to be somewhere in the middle, honestly, because like there are like three gifts, and you do one gift at a time, but
right.
they usually make it around the table. I mean, you're wearing oven mitts; you can't really get good grip. You can't really. My mom also like taped them extra,
right?
Because she didn't want there to be like poofy spots to where you could just get the whole oven mitt under there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
she used a half a roll of duct tape. Yeah, we're still working on the presents from 4 years ago. Those headphones aren't going to stay up there, are they?
Man, I don't think so.
So, do you guys have, like, any other kinds of family traditions, like, for other holidays or other times of the year? Or do you have, like, family traditions, like, for birthdays or something? I mean, above and beyond just, like, a birthday?
Not for, like, birthdays, but, like, we go to my grandma's house for Easter dinner. We have Easter dinner at my grandma's house, just like basically every other holiday.
Right. So about how many people show up at grandma's house for these holidays?
At least, probably roughly around, I'm not sure how many are going to show up this year because it's, you know, it changes every year, but probably around 15, 20.
Oh, that's good size. That's good size. Yeah, that's great.
It's a big thing.
Yeah. So now you just have your brother. There's just you and your brother?
Me and brother and my sister.
Okay. And is your sister's older or younger?
Younger.
Younger. So she's still in school?
She's in college now.
Oh, she's in college. Okay.
She graduated last year.
Okay. Okay. So she takes part in all the family goings on.
Yeah.
Where is she going to college?
OSU, main campus.
Okay, so she doesn't have to travel far.
No,
didn't go out of state for college or anything like that. Okay,
just like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Buckeyes gonna win Saturday?
You know, I think I've said it on the tapings before, so I'll go ahead and just say here too. I'm always rooting against Ohio State.
I know.
Unless they play against Michigan, Michigan is the only team that I'll root for Ohio State against, just because. You can't root against Ohio State against Michigan.
Yeah.
But I assume they're gonna win. Yes, and that's why I have to root against them, because like, what's the fun in going to watch a, like watching a football game to where you know your team's already gonna get
to where your team's already going to win by like 35 points.
Hey, you want to talk about a sleeper? You know, you were talking about how, which is true, most of the games this season, OSU's gotten off to a really bad start in the first half, and then they come alive in the second half. Well, this past Saturday, they were so much alive the first half that it was a snoozer in the second half. Did you watch that game?
I think I watched some of it.
There was a total of 3 points scored by both teams the entire second half.
Yeah, that's what Scott said. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Of course, you know, OSU had their second string quarterback in because they pulled out the starter, and their first string quarterback was injured, so they put in their second string quarterback.
I mean, to be fair, when I went to the Youngstown State game, they still didn't even know who their starting quarterback was going to be. They were switching between the two.
Yeah.
So it's not really that big of a loss. Yeah. But, you know, like the old saying goes, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. If you got two quarterbacks, you don't have a starting quarterback. You got two backups.
Yeah, yeah. And quite honestly, you know, the way things are today in college football, when you're somebody like an OSU, and there are other schools, but I mean these top schools, when you're like one of the top schools, even your third string quarterback could be a starter for half the colleges out there.
Oh, not even half. Like that's another reason why I don't really like college football all that much, is because the best schools always get the best players. Yep. Because the best schools give you the best players the best chance to go to the NFL.
That's right.
So the best players go to the best schools, so the best schools are always going to stay the best schools.
Right. That's right. That's why somebody like OSU is one of the top schools as far as players that have gone on to the NFL. Is that that's the path to take. If you're good.
I mean, like, I think I do believe the schools with the three most drafted players are Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising, because Notre Dame usually not all that good.
No, they're not. Yeah. Weird things happening in football. Well, the other thing you've got, too, is, you know, they've opened up the college portal so that, you know, players can transfer from one university to another university. And so, you know, so if you are that third string quarterback and you aren't getting any playing time, you can transfer through the portal and wind up being the starter for somebody. So, you know, there's...
That's what happened with Joe Burrow.
That's right. We all remember. just a couple minutes left here. So, thank you, Matt, for joining me here.
Yeah, of course.
What an exciting day this has been. Look at it, folks. So far today, we've gotten the big announcement of the tree lighting in Marion, where this station is going to be intimately involved in it. That got announced today. We had a key emergency here at the building that kind of dominated the top of the news for a few minutes. We had Pastor Craig going off on some of the local churches here on this What's Happening Marion show. And the day's not over yet. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get here on WGH Talk. But anyway, I want to thank you for joining me. I'll be back at 1 o'clock. I promise I'm not going to be ranting and raving. I'll be level-headed for that hour. Let's see. Next hour is, of course, Scott and Matt and myself. And again, if you are a member of an organization that is hosting event, putting on event in the near future in the Marion area, you can give me a call and I will get your event added to the list of events so that it can be announced here on What's Happening Marion. The number is 419-210-0267, and I will not answer the phone, but you can leave a message. Give me all the details about your event, your organization, your event, what's happening, when it is, and we'll get you listed on here. Again, that's 419-210-0267. And also, if you feel that I have slighted your church or your pastor or your leadership when I was ranting and raving, you're more than welcome to give me a call at that same number. And your pastor is more than welcome to come on my 1 o'clock show in the future and inform me where I have been wrong. I don't believe that I've been wrong, but if I've been wrong, I will stand corrected. So again, thank you. And like I say, we'll be back at 12 o'clock with the Exchange Club. And are you smiling, Scott? Did you get the key situation?
Yeah, it's taken care of.
It's taken care of?
It's taken care of.
Okay. All right. Is there still a door on that room?
There is right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. So anyway, so it's top of the hour in 20 seconds, and there'll be news and announcements and weather. And then I'll be back with Scott and Matt for the Exchange Club, and then I'll be back at 1 o'clock, well, 1:15, for Study His Word. So go ahead and grab something to eat, something to drink, and be back in about 15 minutes, and we'll see you then. Thanks again for listening.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and